I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Okay, let's go. Oh, we're back, folks. Thanks for hanging with us. Boy, I hate to break up and interrupt Natalie when she's wailing, but boy, I tell you, what a great song. It's excellent. We're here with Sheila Holm. We've been talking about the mortgage scam, if you will, that somebody, and I don't know, maybe Sheila has the exact specific persons, but we do know that there is something going on where the internationalists, whoever they are basically pillaging we Americans and forcing us into a legal servitude, if you will, by stealing from us, stealing our equity interests that we've built up in property, stealing our identities. Our own government seems to be reluctant to do anything more than just surface temporary things to take care of the problem. We've got the solution being proffered to us by those who want to push the Real ID Act. And even though as of, I think it was yesterday, that there are at least how many states here? I think we have Maine, Montana, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Washington have all said that it's going to cost them too much financially. This is one of those bills, you know, the government passes the law and then it costs the state to implement it, and the state says, we don't get the money to do this. These states are standing against it, and the whole idea is how can you have this Real ID when you have so many states that are basically saying no, we're not going to do this, and the federal government can't force the states to comply. And they're saying that the Real ID Act and having this national ID and being numbered and all this stuff is going to be the salvation to the problem, and the problem is they don't even follow their own law. They don't keep records like they're supposed to. They are, as Sheila has demonstrated, they've already shared information that they're not supposed to share with each other. So we'll be delving right back into this after the break here on RBN Live, America Awakening with Mike Herzog, and I'm Tim Wingate sitting in for the traveling Michael Herzog. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
But I'm not on camera here. I'm going to say off mic. There we go. Off mic conversation with one of our engineers trying to get some information passed back and forth. Well, welcome back. Sheila, we were talking about the mortgage situation.
Yes.
And I want to also encourage you folks out there who are listening to call in if you have some questions or comment. 800-313-9443. Sheila, go ahead.
Well, we have been talking about the international impact of this and the international right. intrigue aspects of this, but what this does to citizens, every citizen, and there's millions every year, impacted by identity theft, as I was, has to end up paying the high premium dollar to prove that we're legitimate. Each time
That's
I change, each time I change Social Security numbers, I had to go back to a 15% loan. Prove for 2 years that I was legitimate and could pay those 15% payments in order to get a lower rate.
Mm-hmm.
So
that has to be that would be devastating. I know that suicides are up.
Huge.
For financial reasons. Foreclosures are up.
And you can't get a breath. When this thing hits you, you can't get a breath, and it hits you without notice. And all the money people are paying to check their credit bureau records every month doesn't help. It doesn't show up until the credit bureaus merge the information, and they take absolutely no responsibility for having merged that information. We were right up to this point when I was talking to Michael last week, and that's why we came back together, was to talk about the mortgage angle and also the fact of these credit bureaus. The Federal Trade Commission is supposed to supervise the bureaus, but they do not. The Federal Trade Commission, as of 2006, clearly would know my name because I've been filing a report regarding each identity theft aspect, right?
Mm-hmm.
What they told me in 2006, I said, can I ever get any help from you guys with the bureaus? And they said, well, we send it to our investigators. And I said, but I've been filling out these reports since the early 90s. And she said, well, as soon as our investigators notice a trend, they'll be in touch with you. I said, how much of a trend do you want? Because there's more than 10 million citizens filing with the Federal Trade Commission. The majority of people whose credit is destroyed don't even know to file with the Federal Trade Commission. As I speak around the country, people are like, well, what steps do I take because my policeman won't help me? We're supposed to file a police report, and it's supposedly not in an it's not a legal identity theft case until we file it with the police. And the police, what they don't understand is the police have had it with this because they have no authority. It's a federal crime.
Well, not only
crime.
That, let me just to throw this, I know of a friend who's mm-hmm. gone through this. My wife just basically had her purse rifled through,
mm-hmm.
and a credit card was grabbed that ostensibly promises to reimburse people
mm-hmm.
for whatever has been, as long as you report it. Well,
mm-hmm.
we reported it to the credit card company, and they said, well, you need to file a police report. So dutifully, she goes to the police department to file the report. She sat there and was interrogated by three officers.
Yes.
Over what's our financial situation, what's our marital relationship,
yes.
do we have children in the home, do they have drug problems,
yes.
And in essence, we were being accused of stealing from ourselves, good 15, 20 miles away while we were both at home, we were stealing from ourselves, and we were the ones under scrutiny,
yes.
not the people who had taken the card and had filled up several cars' gas tanks with the card. Under videotape camera surveillance, which the police never bothered to go get.
Now, this happens to millions of citizens. There's a new crime of this type every minute of every day, and that was the statistics as of 2002, and it's getting worse. But that's the last time, once the Federal Trade Commission was questioned about their statistics and why they weren't doing anything about it, they stopped reporting the statistics on their
I see a pattern, and the pattern is that our government officials are purposely breaking the law to make the law of no effect. They're hypocrites. They're liars.
Well,
they're thieves.
What
they're vagabonds.
What happens on identity theft, you've just announced what the problem is with identity theft, that I've been trying to say this and that to all the government entities, and that is FBI, District Attorney's Office, absolutely everybody, Office Inspector General, Secret Service, and FBI are supposed to be over identity theft. They don't even have a policy and procedure to follow regarding identity theft. As I've gone to all of these people, the main issue is we have no rights as citizens because we are not considered victims. It all comes back to that problem in the law. We are witnesses, and we're supposed to identify the suspects. The interrogation your wife went through is because she's supposed to become responsible for identifying suspects. We aren't aware of who's doing this to us. But clearly, the business that allowed purchases on that credit card didn't do anything about that. I mean, it infuriates me every time I get gas. I don't know if it's like this in other parts of the country, but when we go to get gas and we put a card into the machine, we have to put in our zip code. Now, if someone steals your wallet or your purse and they have your credit card, what address is on your driver's license. There's
right.
your address and your zip code. So instead of putting in a number that would protect us that only we know, like we do with debit cards,
sure.
they aren't even trying to protect us because we're punching in our zip code. I mean, it makes there's nothing to protect us as citizens. But the problem in them making us witnesses, having to identify suspects, you think about that parallel record again. The person who abused that credit, they know where they bought that car. They know where that person garaged that car. They know information that would help us solve the crime. And as citizens, I had to do all my own investigation. Then when I provided all the investigation to the DA's office, because it wasn't more than $150,000 in damages, I was supposed to go hire a criminal attorney, pay him $50,000 to take me into court to go against these people who are never going to have to pay anything.
It's ridiculous. They've created such a convoluted system that a person cannot get recompensation.
Well, they don't even know that there's a problem. When I couldn't get anywhere with the Federal Trade Commission, the House Committee on Financial Services has a general counsel's office in Washington, D.C. They were working directly with me because my credit bureau reports in 2006, after all of my effort and my ability and knowledge and all of my investigation all of these years, my credit bureau records were 200 points apart. And I got a letter from TransUnion telling me that they had updated my record, had put the improvements in, and that it was reflected on the attached report. And I went down another 8 points.
So they give
me a cover letter that we've improved your credit record, but you've now gone down another 8 points. So now I was well beyond 200 points, and the law is that they have to report on the same and similar businesses in the same and similar manner and give a same or similar score, and they have to report within 100 points of each other. But what happens is when they give you a lower score, you have to pay a higher interest rate. Do you see? So
yeah.
there's
yep.
more money to be made in this. So then the general counsel's office assigned one attorney to work with me directly. That attorney immediately said, you must get a hold of an organization called CDIA. And I sent this information in to Michael. And when you Google for CDIA, it's the Consumer Credit Bureau Association that the bureaus report to. And I called Federal Trade Commission and I said, would you recommend going to them? And they said, well, you should go to them and report it to them, because you won't be hearing from our investigators until we notice that pattern, remember? They have to notice
okay.
a trend, a pattern. So I called them, and I talked to their main representative for consumer relations. They represent the consumer credit bureaus, but this is their response. We, the bureaus, are merely in existence to report the information provided by consumers. So your problem is not with the bureaus. Your problem is with the consumers reporting fraudulent information. I said, excuse me, it's not U.S. citizens that are doing this. We had Social Security numbers for 50 years before identity theft became a crime.
Sure. It seems to me, Sheila, it comes down to, once again, it's this financial money-kiting, financial money-laundering system that has sprung up over
right.
the years from the establishment of the Federal Reserve System.
But we're not putting anything in place to stop the fraud. It all becomes, how can I get more customers? How can I have better
right.
numbers? How can
well,
I
know,
show my stockholders
we,
that I'm making more money?
Right, right. Now, we're describing the problem, and we're saying we. It takes quite a bit to make anything happen. Here, I'm looking right now at H.R. 2755. Folks, you can go to ThomasGov. You can go to govtrack.us, and you can pull up all the pending government bills. This is one that Ron Paul has put on. He's the sponsor. He doesn't have any co-sponsors yet. H.R. 2755, to abolish the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System and the Federal Reserve. It's he's brought it up before. I think he did it a couple years ago. We need some help on that. Talk to your congressman.
and ask them to support this bill. It takes a lot to try and get anything through Congress.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
All right, good afternoon, America. We're back on the Michael Herzog American Awakening. This is Tim Wingate sitting in for the traveling Michael Herzog on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I have with me my guest today, Sheila Holm, and we've been talking about this mortgage fraud where people are, their identities are being stolen, and they're being used to buy homes, and then they go into foreclosure, and it's just a swirling mass where your labor is being stolen from you. The results, the fruits of your labor are being stolen from you through this whole credit scam that's tied to the ID theft. So, Sheila, I want you to please continue on with what you were talking about here. Just before we went to the break, I was talking about H.R. 2755, which is a bill for that Ron Paul's introduced to remove the IRS, and we've been talking about kind of hinting at solutions to this problem, and that is, well, we need to change the law. What do we do if it's not possible to change the law because the government is so corrupt and the people are in power that are purposely just creating this situation so that they can put us into a more controlled system? How do we fight this?
Well, we've put more and more laws on the books, and I think what it's done is complicate issues. The identity theft law in 98 was not being followed, and as citizens, we were still having to bring the criminals to justice ourselves. And so in 2003, I prepared a talking points memo, not realizing that the credit bureau law was being revised. And the Senate Banking and Finance Committee used my talking points memo for the new credit bureau law January 2004 and the second identity theft law July 15, 2004. It was supposed to be called the Home Identity Theft Law. So you can imagine after everything I've been through and everything I told my family I was doing and why I was doing it, and you don't have to worry, now we're really going to get justice and blah, blah, blah. Well, they quickly put it through. They did put regulations in for the credit bureaus in January. And what that's supposed to mean, and it is in effect, every citizen is supposed to get a free credit bureau report every year. If there is credit on your report that doesn't belong to you, the credit bureaus are required by that law to remove it within 30 days. Mm. It's never been promoted to citizens. Citizens are not aware that I even got that in the law. And credit bureaus, even if they take it off within 30 days, they put it back on, and you don't know when they're going to put it back on. That's the problem I had from 2004 to 2006 on my own credit bureau report. And I know the law and helped with it. Now, the home identity theft law ended up just becoming the second identity theft law, but what I did get in was an automatic prison term. The reason why I did that is, as a citizen, I don't care what you have to do to go find that Ahmed is using my Social Security number in Florida to buy a home and an SUV, and then he auctions it all off a month later. He never pays the property taxes on the home. You can't come against me with those property taxes and et cetera. But as a citizen, it's supposed to be automatic that you go file against Ahmed, and Ahmed serves a prison term, no questions asked, if he's found to be operating on false ID.
And he's still within the long arm of the law, so to speak.
Not
he's still here.
One foreign national has any consequences to this day. Now, let me tell you what happened from the law that I helped get through and why I did this. Now what's happening is I wrote to the Montel Williams show, and so he did a special show on identity theft, didn't even have me call in. Just, I said, it's a major topic. This is what's going on. They aren't following the law, blah, blah, blah. Citizens are being impacted, because he said he wanted to have topics like that. So they said, provide information. Then they said, provide more information. Well, then they did two shows, and they interviewed citizens that have been serving these prison terms, but they're U.S. legal citizens. And let me give you the example that just tore at my heartstrings. A mother, husband leaves her while she's pregnant, a wonderful gal. Her job didn't qualify her for the rent. She couldn't get any subsidies. She had to use her new baby's Social Security number in order to rent an apartment because her credit record wouldn't let her rent an apartment. You see how crazy credit scoring is? Because she used her Social Security number at that address and didn't commit any fraud or use any false addresses, used her name and address for the Social Security number to rent the apartment, the credit bureaus turned her in for being the same person with the same address using two different Social Security numbers. Mm-hmm. She ended up serving jail time and had to leave her six-month-old baby for 6 or 9 months with family members while she went to jail. And
that's ridiculous.
From her own mouth, she was saying, but it's the law. And
right.
I needed to follow, and that was the law, and I did something fraudulent. Now, that's an American citizen versus the foreign nationals who are going nowhere on this.
And now, we see this all the time, this unfair execution of the law. And it seems like they are picking on Americans to destroy our spirit, to beat us down, to get us to shut up and comply.
Well, and they've held Americans in prison and not even removed the felony records when the Americans proved that it wasn't them that committed the crime. Because
they're supposed
identity
to expunge that, right?
They're supposed to expunge it, but they refuse to expunge it because the deep pocket they can hold responsible is the citizen. So not only is this crime being committed against our economy, it's further impacting the records of American citizens that they aren't able to clear on their own.
Well, it's also hurting our culture and our country. Folks, we've got another break coming up, and then we'll have a good long segment. If you have a question, please call in. 800-313-9443. We'll be back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Ready to bring the music down? There we go. Excellent. Yeah, I fooled you this time, didn't I? I came in a little early. We got so much to say, and we've got such a great guest, Sheila Holm, who's agreed to be with us the second hour, talking about this whole credit fiat money system and how rotten it is to the core, and that how our government, even though we've got wonderful laws to supposedly protect us, they're not being enforced, they're not being followed, which isn't surprising because considering that we got the information that the U.S. agencies are already disobeying laws that because Bush has the signing statements, he has decided, people have decided, well, I guess I'll either go along with the president or I'll go along with the law. And we now are starting to have problems within our own administration. In fact, Virginia Sloan, president of the Constitution Project, said yesterday that the General Accounting Office report shows that signing statements do matter. The findings of this report should come as no surprise. When the president tells federal agencies they don't have to follow the law, they often don't, Sloan said. This report should put to rest any doubts as to the real impact of signing statements. The Constitution does not bestow upon the president the power to simply ignore portions of the law he doesn't like. Well, it comes down to an issue of who's going to enforce the law, what law is going to be enforced, and if the law isn't working, is there a higher law that we should be following and enforcing as individual, adult, free American citizens? You know, ancient Israel and the law of Moses, there was the Jubilee year that occurred, and all debts were forgiven. Everybody started off on a level playing field once again. Maybe we need to have something like that. What do you think, Sheila?
I think we're real close to that. If we still want to have America be America, we've got to stand up. It's right out of the Declaration of Independence. If those in government do not protect our rights as citizens, it's the responsibility of citizens to stand up, remove those in government who are not protecting our rights, and replace them. It's right out of the Declaration of Independence.
That principle is absolutely there. In fact, I've got it right here. And it's very simple, folks. We're getting close to the 4th of July season, and you can start to see everybody's getting ready to move this direction. The question is, why do we celebrate the 4th of July? And we celebrate it because it was the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And the Declaration of Independence had only five premises that the whole document was resting on. And one of those premises was this, that to secure these rights, and these rights it refers to is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, anyone who's done any reading knows that that was Jefferson's variation on John Locke's terminology of life, liberty, and property. Pursuit of happiness was used because that would encompass property and everything else. These are not only the rights, these are just some of the rights that the government is supposed to protect. And it says to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, referring to the form of government, and institute a new form of government that will, to them, seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. So we need to start to consider some other things here. So, Sheila, at this point, where do we go?
Well, we've got to wake up. We've got to start doing something. We cannot continue to operate under the current credit bureau system. The credit bureau system is actually validating the fraud to every one of our businesses, that report has validity to it, and it does not. Those parallel reports that are growing at the same time as our legal records are growing in the credit bureau, every time the credit bureau issues that report that they say, oh, we're just getting it from consumers, that's all we're doing is merely reporting from consumers, they take no responsibility and no accountability. That cannot continue. As of 2002, businesses lost nearly $50 billion in reported identity theft fraud. That's what they wrote off. Now, once they write it off, there are now businesses that have been developed to turn it over to credit companies that try and what they call perfect upon a judgment and come against a citizen and take assets based on an unsecured credit item that was fraudulently obtained by the people fraudulently using your Social Security number.
Mm-hmm.
So there are layers to this crime, and by not closing the entrance gates to identity theft, that's why we've kind of just given the tip of the iceberg on all
right.
of these other related crimes today, is that when people talk about identity theft, they think, oh, someone used my credit card. In fact, there's an attorney here in California that's made a lot of money off of a program called Victim to Victor. Somebody used her credit card. That's not okay. the same as identity theft.
Wow. Hey, we have a call. We have Fred in Pennsylvania. You ready for a call, Sheila?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay, Fred, come on.
Yeah, I'm calling.
You're in the air.
I'm calling from Philadelphia. Sheila, I think that the CBIA, I think they may be referring to corporate consumers of information. That may be a corporatese when they say...
It's CD, as in David. CDIA is over the three credit bureaus.
Yes, but what I'm saying is that language to say we are only... blah, 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 something to do with consumers of information. They could be referring to corporate consumers of information, In other words, it's a bureau as a consumer.
Our credit bureaus are consumer credit bureaus.
Yes, but what I'm saying is that kind of bureaucratic phrase is referring to corporate consumers of information. That's why they feel like they don't have any legal responsibility.
Okay, I think I understand what you're saying then, Fred. It's just basically that the CDIA is... do I have that right?
Yes. CDIA.
Okay, CDIA,
yes.
All right, is looking at the three credit reporting bureaus as their consumers. Not we the people, consumers of the credit union, the credit bureaus, but the CDIA is the recipient of the consumerism of the credit reporting bureaus. I think that's what you're saying, Fred. Is that right?
Yeah, that's
okay,
how
so we have a question
insurers talk, and that's sort of like a gobbledygook from their point of view.
Fine,
yes,
fine. So let's just cut through that. Sheila, tell us, is that interpretation correct or not?
Consumers do fill out the credit bureau application. If you fill out a fraudulent application, you owe $3,500 to the person. That's also in the records. I've never received a dime on any of these. But a fraudulent application is a $3,500 fine against the person whose credit you are using to try and obtain credit yourself. And no one's ever backed that up. But if you, as a consumer, Fred, would go into a car dealership and you would use someone else's credit through their Social Security number to obtain that car, what the CDIA is stating, they're not responsible that you, Fred, filled out a fraudulent application. You just gave us information, and it's in the bureau records.
Well, but the whole issue is, okay, what is their role in correcting it, and what is the CDIA's role in furthering this problem? And when they talk like that, it is... basically brush off your question,
right,
or your complaint.
Right. It's a rhetorical response. And so the question is, what does or what is the CDIA's responsibility towards supervising these credit bureaus, Sheila?
It's the Federal Trade Commission is given the federal responsibility for supervising. They're in the role. The Federal Trade Commission itself is in the role of supervising the credit bureaus.
And is the CDIA a privately held company?
They deny any responsibility. CDIA is the professional association of the credit bureaus, and they're supposed to keep them in check.
Okay, now I get it.
Make sure they follow the law.
Yeah, it's the fox guarding the hen house.
Neither the FTC or the CDIA.
Yeah.
Responsibility or accountability for what's going on.
How could they, Sheila? How could they? You know, it's the government policing itself,
mm-hmm,
in essence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a cover organization that doesn't seem to be functioning and doing anything. And so all of our appeals to law, all of our appeals to the statutes, all this kind of thing is nothing. What? You know, we were talking a little bit off air. By the way, Fred, thank you for the call.
I have something else.
Okay.
I do.
We got time? Let's go for it.
Yeah,
go ahead, Fred.
I have something else that's pretty interesting. I went into a wireless phone store, and they also have the full bill-paying service for utilities. And I observed the owner or manager using pretexting to steal the personal information, including address, assets, for ID theft. They were very nervous when I walked in, and I just stuck around, and I remember exactly how it went down. The owner manager has a utility ID number, and since they pay bills, use the utility accept bills being paid to them.
Right.
All he did was use his utility ID number. I won't say which utility it is. And he talked to a utility credit supervisor,
person, right,
and got all this information, and basically
you observed this,
huh?
You observed this?
Not only did I observe it, I called the utility, and I was nastily rebuffed.
I can confirm this. I had a man named Mike Holm that called my phone company, and I paid $18 a month for 2 years when, on one of my moves, I needed to keep my business presence. So it was in a different town. My business license was in a different town. I kept that same phone number so that I would have some privacy on where I lived. So I paid $18 a month to reroute the number to my personal residence. And the phone company had a code word they were supposed to ask for before they released any information. And a man named Mike Holm called up, said that he wanted the billing to now go to the residence address instead of the business address, which wouldn't have made any sense because it was a business line that I was paying for, which you pay extra fees for on every single measured minute. And the phone company, without asking for the password or passcode,
transferred it, and
he said, now, would you verify the address? And they verified the address. Now, just to back that up to another level, the utility companies are a creditor. The law is, under our Privacy Act, is that no creditor can retain our identification information, our numbers, our Social Security numbers, in their system. If they need it to do the check, that's fine. As soon as that's done, they're to delete it from their system. Not one has. And now instead of giving your whole Social Security number for ID, you only have to give the last four digits. And they think that that helps. You can already see the humor in this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sitting out here waving my arms saying, you have no right to my Social Security number in your system anyway. And when they keep saying, we need your Social Security number to verify, ma'am, it's all we can use. I said, you don't have my Social Security number in your system because I refused to give it, and I have that right. They're just in complete shock. But they are trained to obtain that information, but they're also told if they refuse to give it, you cannot ask for it. So when I sign up for programs now, none of my utilities have Social Security numbers attached to them, and that's why.
Great.
Good. Well,
but just so you know, cellular phone is no different, and banks are now allowing our customer service files, so are our credit companies, in other nations. Those locales are identical to some of the cell locations of Al-Qaeda.
There you go. Fred, thanks for the call. Oh, appreciate it. Being a business owner, I know bankruptcy is a sensitive thing because you do have people that owe you money. And there are those who, for whatever reason, file bankruptcy, and it can really, really harm a business when you have to eat that debt.
Mm-hmm. Well, all of this impacts
our economy. Hand,
mm-hmm.
Right. But on the other hand, Sheila, it looks as if that if we try to be good people, follow the credit rules, pay our bills, don't let it accumulate too high, all these kinds of things, we end up behind the eight ball no matter what. So why not have a massive countrywide bankruptcy and just have people, just tell people, you know what, just screw it.
File
bankruptcy, get out from underneath it.
It's not as evident to citizens who've remained in the United States. I lived my whole life in the United States, traveled a little bit internationally, but not much. On the fourth Social Security number change, I couldn't even establish a phone account in my home. After they did that to me, the fraud continued, and other assets were taken from me again. And so I ended up traveling internationally. And when I did so, you get a different viewpoint because you can see what's happening in the United States that you don't see or hear in the media or you don't realize is going on. We're in much, much worse shape. When foreclosures doubled in 2005 and tripled in 2006, we're not looking at the overall impact of this. What's losing is the first TDs were all on our American banks.
Yeah.
So when these fraud items happen on the third, fourth, and fifth TDs, and then citizens' credit is ruined again, and banks are having to write off those first TDs, it's a real disastrous thing.
Well, that's why I asked the question then, you know, what's the harm in the if everyone just says, okay, that's it. You know, I repudiate the debt. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to deal with this anymore. Listen, we got Bob from Kansas City. or Kansas?
Yeah.
Bob, go ahead. We've got a break coming up, and we'll keep you through it. But ask your question.
Let me see if I can hammer through all this stuff. They brought up the illegal alien thing. On a local program where I live, a woman calls up and says, there's a Mexican using my husband's Social Security number and credit in California. He owns his own home and three or four other businesses or three or four other properties. He hasn't paid taxes. And when they went to the government, they more or less said there's no foul. You haven't been harmed yet. So consequently, we're not going to make a move on it. And when he harms you, then when you get harmed, actually harmed financially, then we'll do something. Second, corporations were never meant to have more right as me, the human being.
I agree.
You know, these people have gotten out of hand.
Can we back up to the first question? The first thing that you mentioned regarding the citizen being harmed, if you look at the wording of the 1998 law, if you just Google it, anyone using our ID for fraudulent purposes has committed a crime in this country.
Okay, Sheila, we'll come back.
Hang on, you guys.
Hang on. We're going to be going to a break, and we'll be right back.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Michael Herzog, American Awakening, Republic Broadcasting Network. We've got Bob from Kansas on the phone, and Sheila was making a point. Go ahead, Sheila.
It was the 1998 identity theft law, and it was actually called, it had a different title. Let me look it up
the
here.
The Fair Credit and Debt Reporting Act? Well, whatever it was called, tell us what the important part of it is.
Anyone who knowingly transfers or uses without lawful authority a means of identification of another person with the intent to commit or to aid and abet any unlawful activity that constitutes a violation of federal law or that constitutes a felony under any applicable state or local law. Now, the crime is against you as a citizen using your ID, which is federal, Social Security number. So,
right. Now, hang on, Sheila. Bob's situation, though, is that he observed somebody doing this, right, Bob?
Yes.
Well, now here's another thing. I had to practically threaten violence when I worked at a temporary place because they were passing out my Social Security numbers to these Mexicans. Then I saw on the news the other night. Then I saw the news on the other night that a woman had lost her identity to a Mexican illegal immigrant, and she had lost her bank account, blah, blah, you know the drill. And they only gave that woman 45 days in jail and 6 months probation. Now these corporations are way out of hand. This is all leading to one thing. You guys say, you've been saying it by design. It's all leading to one thing, and this is it. It'll get so jacked up in this country that they'll say, well, now we'll just have to go to the chip, the RFID chip, and the mark of the beast, and that's where it's headed. So, these people have ruined my life, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Bob,
well, just so you know,
Bob, hang on, everybody. We can't talk all at the same time. Listen, we're about ready to run out of time. I appreciate you calling in, Bob. I agree with you 100% on what you're saying and the warnings. Sheila, what can Joe Sixpack, Jane Champagne do to take care of this situation?
Well, that first thing was it's the Identity Theft and Assumption Deterrence Act, and it's 1998. But if you just Google Identity Theft 1998 Law, you'll get it. And it'll
give
you everything.
So should people file individual complaints on every instance that they know of?
Every instance with the Federal Trade Commission, but it's not doing anything. What we need to do as citizens is rise up and demand a separate credit bureau. We have to have a credit bureau that consumers are protected within. Right now, our records are not protected, and that is the problem. And it is the credit bureaus that have allowed the identity theft. We're focusing on the Mexican citizens coming into this country illegally, and there are a lot of them. I mean, I live in Southern California.
Yeah, that's
there
a red herring. That's a smokescreen. Bob's right.
The key thieves behind this are huge, and it's Arab and it's Russian are the two key components to this, and it's because the Russians knew that the Arabs were making money on this. But the Arabs have been coming into our colleges and universities since the 80s and paying $3,000.
Well, there's got to be a way, because if we complain, it doesn't make any difference. What can we do? Should we just drop out of the credit system? Should we just seal up and just stop using the credit system as much as possible?
Citizens are frozen because the credit system controls what we can buy and at what interest rate.
All right. Well, then maybe we'll deal with some. You know, we're going to have to go. I'll be back tomorrow on the show. So, folks, hang on. I'll bring back some solutions tomorrow on what we can do with this. Sheila, thanks for being with us.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you all. Seize liberty.
And I'll keep paying.
A message.